to the board at this time, please. All right. What is our normal response when people are nice to us? We're nice back to them. What about when they give us gifts? We say thank you. You're getting all these right now. All right, what is our response when people love us? You love them back. Absolutely. This is normal for us. We want to reciprocate. We want to be grateful, and we want to share in those good things. And those are all good things, right? Being nice to one another, giving to one another, loving one another. Those are all good and holy things, really. We expect kindness for kindness. But what about the opposite? What is our normal response when someone is mean to us? Sometimes we be mean back. What about when someone pushes us? What do we want to do? We want to push them back? Absolutely. What about when someone takes something from us? What do we want to do? We want to take it back, or maybe even take something from them? It is our natural response to want to do the same thing back to them. And Jesus says, you know what? That's easy. It's easy to love those who love you. It's easy to be kind to those who are kind to you. And we all want to hurt those who hurt us, don't we? We want to be mean back to those who are mean to us. Well, like I said, the first part is easy. Loving those who love us. Jesus says even the sinners do that. Even the wicked people do that. That's what they just normally do. But when it comes to repaying meanness with more meanness, that's something that we're not called to do. That would also be easy as well, because that's sort of our normal response. Jesus calls us not to do what is easy, but to do something greater, to do something that is far more difficult, that is much harder. Jesus tells us we are to love our enemies. That sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Why in the world would we love our enemies? There are enemies for a reason, right? I mean, come on. But here's the thing. If we choose to continue being enemies to our enemies, how are they ever going to stop being our enemies? Are enemies something that we want? No. Are enemies a good thing to have? No, it just causes conflict, it causes strife, it causes pain. Is that something we want in our lives? No. But if we just keep being mean back to them, it's not going to work. And that's what Jesus teaches us. He teaches us to love our enemies. But thankfully, and here's the good news, he didn't just teach us this. He didn't just tell us this is what we're supposed to do. He showed us. He showed us that this is what we are supposed to do. Now, that's the good news. The good news is that he didn't just teach it, he showed us. The bad news about it, it wasn't that pretty. It wasn't nice when he decided to love his enemies. It cost him a great deal. Paul, St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, he said that while we were still God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. So Jesus taught us to love our enemies, and then he showed us what it looks like to love our enemies. And for him, that looked like a cross. That looked like death on a cross. Because Paul said, we were at that time still God's enemies. Through our sin and through our disobedience that began all the way back with the fall of Adam and Eve, the first disobedience, we were God's enemies. We were unreconciled to him. And we continued in our sin. We continued in our disobedience. So we continued as his enemies. And I mean, if you think back, what was God's response? Sort of look at Old Testament responses. You know, when Adam and Eve disobeyed, what happened? What happened? They got in trouble and they got kicked out of the garden, right? They lost access to life. So essentially, they became subject to death. Think about the time of Noah, when all of the world became wicked and Noah was only found to be righteous. What did God do? He sent a flood and wiped out everyone, saving only Noah and his family. So we see this sort of animosity. We disobeyed. God punished us to bring us back, to teach us. And finally, after all of those lessons, after learning, God gave us the law, and we weren't able to keep the law. It just exposed to us what our sin was. And so when the time was right, God said, okay, you've learned these lessons. I've brought you to where I need you brought to bring you. And now I am going to be the one to end this conflict. I'm going to make us no longer enemies. And how did he do that? Well, he loved us, and what did he do? He loved us so much that he did what? He gave us his son. He gave us his son so this conflict could end. Jesus sacrificed himself. He showed us how to love our enemies, and it cost him his life. Now, I'm not saying that we have to endure sort of unjust suffering. We all have a right to be safe. To not feel unsafe in our schools and in our homes. But it doesn't give us the right to take vengeance. It doesn't give us the right to hate others. It doesn't give us the right when our enemies are punished. When someone does us wrong, we kind of want to see them punished, don't we? I mean, really, don't we? When I see someone cutting me off in traffic and speeding ahead, I want that police officer to be up there to pull them over so I can say, ha, 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 serves you right. And punishment is what, you know, is what rightfully belongs to God and to the state and to those kinds of things, but it doesn't belong to us. We don't get to take it into our own hands, and we don't get to revel when others are punished. It's not what we're called to do, because is that loving? Is that loving our enemies? No, that's just continuing in hate and just saying, ha ha. They got what they deserved. Instead, we are called to love. We are called to forgive. We are called to leave justice up to God. Now, unfortunately, sometimes it means for us, like for Jesus, that we will suffer. Sometimes, you know, everything kind of fails and justice isn't done. The wicked prosper. Injustice continues. We will be left without getting in the last word. But who do we trust to have always the last word? God. God will have the last word in all of this eternally. And we can leave that to him. So we don't have to get in the last word. We don't have to see punishment done. We don't have to carry out vengeance ourselves, because we trust that God, who is completely just, will take care of that. We are only called to love, even love our enemies. But here's the thing. We've got even more good news. Because Jesus didn't just teach us how to love our enemies. He didn't just show us how to love our enemies. He sent his Holy Spirit to dwell within us in order to empower us to love our enemies. Because we need help. It's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to love those who hate us. Because, well, it's a lot easier and a lot more natural just to hate them back. But here's the thing. Someone has to end the conflict. God sent his son to end the conflict, to end that dividing wall between us and God. He tore that wall down and built a bridge between us and God, which is our salvation. So Jesus, he showed us how. He taught us how. He sent his Holy Spirit to empower us. We just have to be willing to follow his example. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.